Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I am absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Our devotion is going to be taken from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Our topic tonight, our title tonight is From Brokenness to Blessedness. From Brokenness to blessedness. Most of you who are honest, you can testify that at some point in your life, you were broken. Maybe you were in a financial crisis and it broke you. Maybe you were in a physical situation and that physical malady broke you. Maybe you were in a spiritual place where you became depressed and suffered from anxiety and you were broken. Maybe you gave somebody your heart, gave them everything you had, and you had expectations that your marriage or a relationship would really work, and you put everything you had into it, but it still didn't work. And that relationship, that dating relationship, that marriage just broke your spirit. Maybe you lost a loved one and it just broke you. Maybe you just were going through emotional crisis where you were just down and out on yourself and you lost yourself. You lost your self-worth and you didn't feel like you were a contributing member of society, a contributing member of your congregation. And maybe just having a lapse in your life, a crisis, a midlife crisis, a later life crisis, or early life crisis, it just broke you and you had a lost feeling and you felt like you were suffering emotionally. I hope I'm speaking to somebody tonight, because if we're going to be honest about life, sometimes life can break you and sometimes your spirit can be broken. And you have these bouts of anxiety and these bouts of depression. And maybe you're trying your hardest to live right and you just keep finding yourself in problem after problem, situation after situation. And it just seems like you just do not have the answers that could help propel you into a better life scenario. Am I talking to anybody tonight? And so it is, when you look and survey scripture, Peter, the great apostle, is writing to the elders, and as he is writing to the elders, giving them some spiritual information that they need to take heed to, there is a powerful principle in what he told those elders in verse number 5 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Notice this powerful principle that is pregnant with pertinent information that is paramount for this principle of faith. Notice what it says. He says, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Can I tell you that the same way you put on your clothes, God says spiritually, you need to clothe yourselves with humility. That word humility really just means lowliness. Then he says you do that toward one another. Never consider yourself better. Never consider yourself higher. Never consider your experiences to place you above one another. He says clothe yourselves with humility, because if you do not clothe yourselves with humility, then you will stand in guilty opposition to God. Therefore, you cannot receive what God wants to give if you do not clothe yourselves toward one another with humility. In other words, make yourself low. It is not always about having a persona or an aura about yourself where you have it all figured out. And sometimes we like to make people think that we have it all figured out. We've done it all and been there and done that, and we have this, we have that, and everything is all peaches and cream, and you're dressed up on the outside, but you're dying miserably on the inside. And we have this fake facade as if we want people to think that everything is sweet. But can I tell you, I've lived long enough to know that just being honest and truthful about your life and your situation, and that everything in Christianity is not always roses and sweet, will free you. It'll free you because you don't want to give the perception that everything is rosy. And it's okay to let people know, and let God know most importantly. God, you may tell God, Lord, I am struggling, and this situation just has me down. Every time I think that a good thought about the situation, then the bad thought comes up, and I just have to constantly motivate myself and speak positive words about what the Lord is going to do in my life. And every now and then people try to lift me up, and I have to let them know the only reason that I'm still up is because God keeps me up, because I've made myself low. So that's what Peter is trying to explain to those elders, a powerful principle about God, because God will give grace to those who are humble. He will give his unmerited favor. Now, there are three things in this text that I want to explain that Peter wrote that I think that will be beneficial to you and I, even on tonight, for those who are suffering, struggling, and dealing with bouts of brokenness in your life. But can I tell you that brokenness leads to blessedness? If you could do these three things that Peter writes to believers, here's the first one. It's found in verse number 6. He says, therefore, this is an action thing here. Therefore, humble yourselves, make yourselves low, make yourselves where you know that you are dependent on God. You are not interdependent on nothing else, because you know that your dependency is on God, and you cannot do it without God. That should free somebody right there. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Now, notice the reason in the text that Peter says you ought to do this, making yourself low. He says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, watch this, at the proper time, which means that God will exalt you, but God does not place an expiration date on when he will exalt us, which means that when we go through struggles, when we go through suffering, when we feel like we're just down and out and dealing with brokenness, he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let God know that you're down. Let God know you need help. Let God know that you need strength. Let God know that the situation does have you down and you can't go anywhere else but God. Just open up your mouth and talk to God and let God know. And if you do that and humble yourselves and don't act like toward God that you have it all figured out, just talk to him. Let him know about all your struggles. And the Bible says that in the proper time, at the proper time, he may exalt you. So he's going to lift you up. But there's something in that time span, the gap between your present and your future expectations. There is a gap between where you are right now and the future expectations for God to exalt you that you have. And in that gap, if you are not careful by humbling yourself, you could allow stress to take over. See, stress takes place when you are in your present and have a need, but then you have the future expectation that God is going to bless you. But if God makes you wait for the proper time to exalt you, if you're anything like the people that I preach to, and even in my life, I know something about having roller coaster faith. Have you ever had roller coaster faith? On Sunday, you're pumped up. On Monday, you're down. On Tuesday, you're back up. On Wednesday, you're back down. On Thursday, you're back up. And on Friday, y'all not helping me tonight. Because every now and then, between the time of your present struggle and need and your brokenness, between the time that God is actually going to elevate you and exalt you, you have to constantly work on your faith every day. And God, at the proper time, which means that during that time, God may have to work on strengthening an area of your life spiritually, so that when he places you on the mountaintop, he knows he can trust you. Because if God does not wait to a proper time when you and I have developed the characteristics that he knows that we need to sustain our faith for the longevity of our Christian journey, and then we won't have everything we need once we get on the mountaintop, and then we'll fall back down to the valley. So what God is saying to about 10 of you tonight, wherever you are throughout the land and country, if God could trust you in the valley, he knows he can trust you on the mountaintop. Are there about 10 of you tonight that know that you serve God and follow God unconditionally, which means that God does not have to do extra for him to be your God? You're going to worship him when you're up, and you're going to worship God when you're down. You're going to worship God when things are good. You're going to worship God when things are bad. You're going to worship God when God blesses your life, and you're going to worship God when it feels like there's a curse over your life. Why? Because you know that at the proper time, if you humble yourself, God will lift you up. Then the next thing he says in the text in verse 8, he says, be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. This is a very interesting dynamic that Peter writes here in the A clause of verse 8. Now, I want to take my time here and kind of deal with this. Now, a lot of us have always associated this passage with alcohol, but can I tell you, he says, be of sober spirit. In other words, you cannot afford to have a spirit that does not cause you to be aware of everything in your surroundings. So you have to have a sober spirit, so that nothing affects your spiritual sobriety, in that you can have the awareness that you need, so that the adversary, I don't know if you know it, but you have an adversary, whether you know it or not, as a child of God, there is prowling around like a roaring lion trying to devour you. So every day of your life, when you wake up, you need to know that the enemy, your adversary, is just roaring around, prowling around, trying to devour you. Am I right about it? And so on your job, he's prowling around. In your house, he is prowling around. In your relationship, he's prowling around. In your parent-child relationship, he is prowling around. What is he doing? He's trying to seek someone to devour. So anything, worry, doubt, anxiety, whatever it is, alcohol, anything that will cause your spirit not to be sober, and depression could cause your spirit not to be sober. Anxiety and worry could cause your spirit not to be sober, because the devil never wastes any moments to try to devour you. He wants to use your brokenness to devour you, and God wants to use your brokenness to bless you. So you got to understand the distinction of what God wants to do and what the enemy wants to do. So as a result of that, of having a sober spirit, being, he says in verse number 9, he says, but resist him. He's coming to put his foot on your neck so that he can use your brokenness to cause you to be down and out for the 10 count. You know, in boxing, once a person is knocked out, there is a standing 8 count, and they get knocked out when the referee counts to 10, then they're going to be automatically knocked out and disqualified, and it's a TKO. It's a technical knockout. So what the enemy tries to do is use your brokenness in your situation to have a technical knockout. But all Peter is trying to help us understand is you have to be of sober spirit. You have to resist him. You have to tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. I will not give up on God. Even though I feel like I'm floating, don't know where I'm going sometimes, my Bible tells me to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my paths. Is there anybody tonight that is trusting God to direct your paths? You have acknowledged him and said, God, I acknowledge you is my God. I'm not happy with my current level of circumstance. I'm not happy with my situation. As a matter of fact, I'm not even happy right now with the way things are going and my current level of uncertainty, but I am trusting you and acknowledging you as the God that is a deliverer and a God that will direct me to all that he has for me, because God wants to use your brokenness for blessedness. And then Peter says in verse 9, but resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And here's your shout, verse 10, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, he himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So if you have to suffer for a while, you're just doing the same thing that Christians have done for thousands of years. But the God of grace, who has called us, will perfect, confirm, and strengthen and establish us. And God will bless us. So sometimes God uses your pain for the specific purpose to usher you into your purpose. He uses your pain to propel you into your purpose, and that brokenness is something that God could place all the pieces back together and put you back together better than you have ever been put together before in your life. All God is saying tonight is humble yourself, come to me, and God wants us to cast. Verse 7. Casting all your anxiety, your worry on him, because he cares for you. So God says, bring your anxiety, your worries to him. Do you have any worries tonight? Has someone worried you and bothered you so much that your blood pressure is way higher than what it needs to be? Has there been a doubt in your mind? Has there been anything that the enemy has done that you have specifically allowed to frustrate you for far too long? You have to believe through faith that you could release your burdens and your cares to the Lord. He says he wants them. Cast your anxiety on him. And the reason is, he says, because God cares for you. Isn't it awesome to know that our Father cares for us, and that if he has not come yet, he will strengthen us and bless us at the proper time if we humble ourselves, be of sober spirit so that we could fight the enemy and resist him. And in humbling, part of the humbling process is that he wants us to humble ourselves enough to cast all of our worries on him because he cares for us. And in humbling ourselves, we have to resist the enemy, and we have to make sure that we firmly believe that we have to be firm in the faith and know that if we have to suffer for a little while, the God of grace himself will perfect, confirm, and strengthen and establish us. And I hope and pray that you know that brokenness leads to blessedness. He wants to bless you, but we may have to wait for a little while till God says that we are ready. And God sometimes operates from a crock pot and not a microwave. God bless you on tonight. If we could pray for you tonight, dial number one on your phone. Go ahead and do it right now. Dial number one on your phone. Number one right now. Just dial it, dial it, dial it, dial it. And we want to pray for you tonight. And if we have you have a prayer request, we want to take it up to the only one who could do anything about it, which is our Father in heaven. God bless you on tonight. Dial number one right now. Thank you for the wonderful way you have listened. God bless you tonight. Dial number one on your phone right now so that we could pray for you. Caller ending in 1340. You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. I'm asking not only prayer for myself, for my financial situation, but keep Sister Joy Raspberry in your prayer. She was at the ladies' lectureship and was one of the speakers, and she's had an illness and is going through some financial hardship as a result of her illness. So pray for her, for her health, and for the financial hardship that she's going through at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. We want to pray for you tonight. If you have any worries, if you have any doubts, if you have any anxieties, let's cast them on the Lord right now, because we have been taught by Scripture that He wants them because He cares for us. Don't be bashful. Humble yourself right now. If it's on your spirit, I think it's not by accident that you listen tonight, because there are many of us all across the country that are with us on Passion for Christ, and I know there's some people out there that have some worry. And so let's take those worries, those cares, those anxieties up to God. Make sure that you come to church this Sunday. It is Mother's Day. We're going to have a phenomenal time at the Grace View Church of Christ. We would love your presence to come and be with us. So make sure you're there in the place to be. Meet me or beat me there by 10 a.m. as God wants to have a message that will bless your life. Caller ending in 5707, please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening, Brian. This is Takesha Johnson. I want to continue to ask prayer for Alonzo Gaines, the Gaines family, the Johnson family, and also Shanika and Aiden Joy. Thank you.
Thank you, Takesha. Good to hear from you tonight. We'll keep those families in our prayers. Thank you. Caller ending in 9913, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Yes, I want to ask prayer for the DeBerry Gardner family. Just keep us in your prayers for strength in getting along. But I also want to ask prayer for the Salter family. They lost their mother today, and my son lost his grandmother today. If you could, just please keep them in your prayers. It'd be very much appreciated.
Thank you. We'll certainly keep you and those people in prayer. We want to thank all of you for tuning in. If this lesson has blessed your life, please go to the archive link on blogtalkradio.com/passionforchrist-, and you could find this archive lesson. You could send it to somebody else who could be encouraged by it. Thank all of you for listening. We have people again all across the country every Monday, and we thank you for your participation and your time. We have one of our prayer warriors here in Anderson at the Grace Free Church of Christ. Brother Matthew Gardner is going to give us a very brief prayer. Brother Gardner, you're on the live now. Thank you, and God bless you.
Let us bow. Our Father, which art in heaven, once again, Lord, we come with our hearts humbly bound before the throne of grace and mercy. We'll give thee all the praise, for thou art more than worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, you have a host of your saints on the call. Some may their request known, some may have not. Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Lord, bless each and every one that stand in need of your divine word, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we want to hear more and more of your word. Lord, each and every one is going through things at this time. Bless those that's going through bereavement, those that's going through financial problems, those that's going through relationship problems, whatever it may be. Bless the churches of Christ, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, we just continue to be in unity and in love. Lord, we speak the same thing, build the same mind, and the same judgment. Heavenly Father, Lord, just bless each and every one on the sound of my voice and all those we come in contact with. Bless Brian C. Jones as well, Lord, to continue to give us the engrafted words that are able to save our souls. As we lay down tonight, Heavenly Father, we want to rise up again according to thy blessed will, with a portion of our health and strength, put one foot in front of another, and to hear another portion of what thus says the Lord on the Grace and Mercy prayer call. Lord, these and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.